I think we Tibetan Lamas, myself, my given name is Denzin Sopa. Denzin Sopa was a name given to me by His Holiness when I took ordination from him in December 1987. My reincarnated name is Tsemtuku of Ganden Shartse Monastery. But we Tibetan Lamas, myself included, have a place to go in the world and are in demand. And people request us to give teachings. And people respect us. And people sponsor us and take care of us. And people, in fact, assist us in so many ways. Yes, I think the individual high lamas and geshis and teachers and masters all have worked very hard. But I think that we couldn't have grown as big or be as well known or be as well accepted if it wasn't for His Holiness's work. And I feel very much that we Tibetan Lamas, someone like myself, can go to different countries and be recognized in my robes, be accepted. And whether they actually are Buddhists or not, but they know about Tibetan Buddhism and they respect and that the Tibetan Lamas have a place to go is solely due to the kindness of His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama. So my point is, we have so many things to thank His Holiness and to be appreciative to His Holiness for. We have so many things. Many things that if I was to mention, it can go on for days. But the one thing I would like to mention is that Tibetan Buddhism is growing in the world. It has prestige. It is respected. It's accepted by the elite. It's accepted by the stars. It's accepted by the ordinary people. It's accepted by the professionals. And it's growing, becoming stronger, and it's benefiting millions of people around the world. I think it's due largely in part by His Holiness's prestige, His Holiness's logic, and His acceptance in the world. And I think His Holiness is accepted and loved and respected by the world because His Holiness relates to everybody as a human being with a kind heart, with in-depth knowledge of Buddhism. I think he is one of the greatest scholars alive today on Tibetan Buddhism or Buddhism in general. To me, when I see His Holiness the Dalai Lama, I think that if Buddha Shakyamuni was alive, it would be that kind of impact. I think seeing His Holiness the Dalai Lama today is equivalent to seeing Buddha Shakyamuni 500 years ago. So I'm fine. I'm teaching Tibetan Buddhism. I'm not a scholar. I don't know much, but I am teaching Tibetan Buddhism. And I have friends and students and supporters and help. And when I say Tibetan Buddhism, there's no doubt about that, because that comes from the kindness of His Holiness and His prestige. We all owe quite a lot to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. We owe quite a lot. What we owe him is beyond words, beyond comprehension. Everything stems from His Holiness. And the Tibetan faith growing, its prestige growing, comes strictly from His Holiness. And what I like about His Holiness very much is, although he is a fully attained master, he is humble. He doesn't play on that. He doesn't show off. He's simple. He always manifests as a wonderful monk. He helps, he gives, and his whole life has been totally devoted to the growth of Tibetan Buddhism, among many other works that he does. I am overwhelmed by His Holiness, overwhelmed. I have received many teachings and initiations from His Holiness the Dalai Lama. And if His Holiness ever comes to your city, or if he ever comes to your area, or you have a chance to attend, you must attend His Holiness's teachings. It is the same, if I say so, in my humbleness, In my humble thoughts, it is the same as attending Shakyamuni's teachings. No one in this world has more knowledge than the Dalai Lama. And not only His Holiness is a repository of all the ancient holy teachings of Lord Buddha that has been preserved in Tibet, but He's also a master of Sutra and Tantra, and also He is a master lineage holder of all the four valid traditions of Tibetan Buddhism, which is Nyingma, Gagyu, Sakya, and Gelu. He is a master lineage holder of all four. We have everything. We are all right. Tibetan Buddhism is growing due to solely His Holiness' kindness. I pray every day, as in our center every day, His Holiness may live very, very long. And His Holiness' actions may grow. And that what He wishes for and what He dedicates for will be fulfilled without any obstacles. I'm indebted to His Holiness. And if I may say so with humility and with some shame, that I am a lowly student of His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama. But I will serve His Holiness by holding my vows, by practicing guru devotion, by doing my commitments and prayers and sadhanas, and by teaching Dharma to the best I can, and to transform my mind as much as possible. So I dedicate the activities in my center to His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, and I also dedicate my website to His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama. May His Holiness live very long. May His wishes come true. And may we never be separated from His Holiness in this life, in all future lives. Gangri rewe korwe shingam dir. Pendang dewa malu jungwe ne. Chene zi wang densen gyaso yi. Shabe side bardu deng gyur ji. In this land, walled round by snowy mountains, You are the source of all happiness and goodness. Lord Chenezik Denzin Gyatso, Your Holiness the Dalai Lama, fix Your lotus feet firmly until samsara ends.